the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. Father God, I just want to thank you this morning. And give you praise, give you glory, give you honor. Lord God, you said in your word that for with you, God, nothing shall be impossible. Therefore, it is possible for each and every one of us to be healed, saved, delivered from any and all disease. Because disease, you have to respond to your name. So we renounce you today, all disease, all unclean spirits, all familiar spirits, all spirits of bondage, all witchcraft spirits. And today, Father God, I ask you in the name of your Son Jesus to heal, save, and deliver from the spirits of dis-ease today. And I thank you, Father God, because you, in the name of Jesus, already said that if we ask anything according to your will, that we already have the answer to that. So any and every part of the human body today that has been brought under bondage to disease, decay, and destruction, I ask you to exchange that, Holy Spirit, with the resurrection life of Jesus today. And disease, I bind you up all over this chat line this morning. And I break your power right now off of each person that I'm about to pray for. And I thank you, Father God, for your restorative power. And I ask you to let me catch up and restore and return all stolen time this morning. And then, God, I ask you to help us to live like we are loved. I ask you to help us live like we're loved. Thank you.
You're not the only one who feels like this. Feeling like you lose more than you win. Like life is just an endless hill you climb. You try and try, but never arrive. I'm telling you something that's racing, that's running. Oh, you're working way too hard. And this affection you're chasing, just energy wasted. He loves you like you are. So go ahead and live like you're loved. It's okay to act like you've been set free. His love has made you more than enough. So go ahead and be who He made you to be. And live like you're loved. people, like you know the one that holds your soul. 'Cause mercy has called you by your name. Don't be afraid to live in that grave. Oh, I'm telling you something, this God we believe in, yeah, he changed everything. No more guilt, no more shame, he took all that away. Gave us the reason to sing, so go ahead and live like you live. It's okay to act like you've been set free. His love has made you more than
on me, my friends, my family. It's just so much going on in my life. You know, recently I suffered from vertigo. I couldn't even get up out to help myself. But by the grace of God, I got up and I overcame that with prayers
Don't cry. You see, your crying time is over. He didn't get you. He didn't kill you. Did he? You still here, right? So that means that God can do this and so much more for you. Just tell me, what state do you live in right now?
I'm in Florida, Kissimmee, Florida. Yeah.
Okay. I used to drive that back road through Kissimmee from Melbourne, Florida, to Tampa.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I know that area pretty good. So, and your name is Melinda? That's what we're going to call you?
Melinda, yes.
I got it. Tell me how you got saved, Melinda. How you get saved? How you come to know Jesus?
I've been saved for a number of years, but in the past 3-4 years, I've had a better and closer relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray more often. I can't find a home church, but I listen to you. I've been listening to you about for the past year. One of my friends have introduced me to you, and listened to the worship on TV. On occasion, I went to church with one of my neighbors, but her husband stopped her from taking me to church because, as I mentioned, I don't drive. And where I live, is you need to drive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And recently, I mean, for the past 3 years, I've gotten a better relationship with God. I seek Him, I pray, I glorify, I saturate my house with His music all the time. I just want to be closer to Him because He has brought me a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Because 6 years ago, I was walking when I first got the back pain just came on. I almost got knocked down by a car about 2 or 3 times, the same location going to work. And I was walking with a walker. And now I'm ambulated independently. I don't need a walker any longer. But I still have that severe back pain. I can't,
Let me ask you this question. You didn't answer my first question. How did you first get saved? How'd you meet Jesus?
I met Jesus quite a few years ago, really. I was baptized.
Okay.
I speak in tongues. I had a spirit of discernment that I didn't know I had a spirit of discernment. People would tell me you're spiritual, but I thought that because I go to church. I didn't realize that God has blessed me and gave me certain insight. And baptized in the church, and then I backslid. I was in the world, doing my career, organization, being honored by congressman, being honored, marshal of parade, and all these things happened in my life. And then I'm hurt. My career was just interrupted. I had to go on disability because my ambition, I started bleeding internally. I had to be given blood. All these things happened to me just like overnight. But I did get saved because I accepted Him as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, many years ago. But as I said, I backslid, but I'm back with Him. And I'm asking Him to stay in my life. And I'm praying. I glorify His name. Any little thing, I just praise Him every day, every minute of the day that I can. I praise Him.
Let me ask you this question. Is your back hurting you right now?
And I am sitting up in a certain position, so it's not, I have it all propped up in an upright position. So it's really
okay.
I want
you to take it out of the up. I want you to take it out of the upright position.
Yeah.
Make yourself a little bit uncomfortable here, okay?
Yeah.
Do you?
Okay.
If you heard me, I said I was going to pray for people, and I asked you to get your oil ready. Do you have some anointing oil?
I have the anointing oil ready. I have everything ready.
All right. And you got some paper towels and a garbage can or something?
I got the paper towels and everything is ready right next to me.
Praise God. All right, take the cap off the oil. In the name of Jesus. Okay, you and I, who prayed over your oil for it? Who prayed over your oil? Who blessed your oil?
I blessed
you,
it myself.
All right. Well, then, can I add my prayer to your prayer?
Oh, please do. Yes, thank you. That's
okay. This is what I want you to do. I bless my oil like this. Take the cap off your oil.
Yes.
Turn the oil upside down in the palm of your hand so that your anointing will flow through the oil. So, can you hold? Are you got it like that? You holding it?
I'm holding it, yes.
All right. Father God, we lift this oil up to you according to your word in Exodus and Leviticus, where you speak of the holy anointing oil, and you gave instructions to the priests to anoint everything. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we lift this oil up to you this morning. We ask you to anoint this oil for salvation, for healing, and for deliverance. And according to James 5:14, where it says, if there's any elders among you, let them call. If there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, anointing them with oil, that the prayer of faith will save the sick and you will raise them up. Are you in agreement with that scripture?
I'm in agreement. By grace of God.
I want
yes.
you to anoint everywhere on you that hurts right now, in the name of Jesus. This is not healing. This is deliverance healing, okay?
Praise God, yes.
Now, somebody almost keeps hitting you in a car. The vertigo, the pain, the sciatica, plus you lost stuff. You lost everything.
Yes.
Now, God is a God of restoration. So we're going to ask him to give, to restore, according to Joel chapter 2, everything that the palmer worm, the canker worm, has caused you to lose, okay? You're going to begin to see the restoration after the deliverance healing, all right?
By the grace of God, thank you, in Jesus' name.
Right now, you're about to get free from the back pain, the leg pain. I'm going to cast out the spirit of pain. I'm going to command your sciatica, that's a nerve, or whatever it is, to go, and the vertigo to go. Anything else I need to do?
I suffer from diabetic, and I'm hypertensive. I'm on insulin daily, 3 times a day with meals, and the other one, 2 types of insulin, really, diabetes and hypertension.
Hypertension.
Diabetes.
You know, that's a really funny thing, because right in front of me right now is my diabetic prayer that I've been using for a lot of years. And I didn't even know why I pulled it out. But the Lord had me pull it out and bring it. It was on my desk at home. And Brother Joe had laid one of my old books, and it was the beginning of the diabetic prayer. So I'm going to pray that diabetic prayer this morning.
Amen.
So you don't have to be bound with diabetes. I had it right here. That's really interesting. I mean, I really love God. He really knows. You know, he knows. Yeah, here it is. Diabetes deliverance prayer, right here. But under, let's see what I got under here. I may have pulled it. Anyway, I'm going to just go through this, and then I'm going to pray with you, okay? Yeah. Hebrews 13:8 states that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I also finished that little booklet on breath and the demonic. When Jesus walked this earth, he healed the sick, cast out demons, and performed many miracles. That same Jesus is still healing his people today through people like me and you and the Tedliners, spirit-filled believers. Jesus declared that these signs would follow those who believe. Mark 16:18. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Now, right now, I want you to get yourself in the frame of mind that after you get this miracle this morning, you're going to live like you love. Because the God who's going to heal you this morning, it's the same one I asked you how you first met him. And it's the same one that loves you. It's the same one that answers the prayers of his people today. You see, in the book of Matthew, remember, it talks about that lady that was diseased. Remember how we talked about being diseased? Yeah. Well, the Bible says that she was diseased. And so, therefore, it's safe for us to say that she has some sort of disease. Diabetes is a disease. Hypertension is a disease. Pain is a disease. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now, the book of Mark says that this lady had suffered many things of many physicians, and that she spent all her money seeking help from the doctors. That's just like you. You came there in a one position, and then you, through the disease and the torment and the misery of the devil, you had to go to disability. So that lady was going to the doctor just like you for her disease. Disease. The book of Luke says that she couldn't be healed by any physician. Interesting, huh? She couldn't be healed by any physician. And that she had a long years of suffering, just like you. So you keep going to the doctor. They keep giving you this insulin stuff, and praise God for doctors. We ain't got no problem with that. They can tell us what we need to pray for. But the Bible says that this lady said within her own heart, if I can touch his garment, I'll be made whole today. The Bible says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed. You're going to feel in your body that you healed this morning.
Amen.
You're going to feel that disease lift up off of you. Are you with me?
Yes, Lord. Yes. Okay.
Because
yes.
The doctors don't have no cure for diabetes. You understand me?
Yes.
There is no cure for diabetes. So the only doctor that can heal you permanently from diabetes is Dr. Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
And the Bible tells us
Jesus
does cures. He cures people. Yes. In Luke 13:32, he said, I cast out devils and I do cures today and tomorrow. Now, the Bible says that, talking about this same lady here, that Jesus turned himself about, and when he saw this lady, because he knew, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort." He said, "Your faith has made you whole." And that woman was made whole from that very hour. Jesus is sending a message to you today, sister.
Amen. Amen. I receive it.
That he's going to do cures for you today.
Amen.
He's going to cast out devils from you today.
Thank you,
and that
Jesus.
Disease that you were suffering from is going to bring you into ease. And nothing's going to be hard for you again. Because you are not of the damned. You believe. You're a believer.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And the Bible
says
that the damned won't get anything from Jesus. But it also says those that believe in his name, if they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. And Jesus proved through his disciples that what he had said was true.
Amen.
Because Acts chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, it says that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that even the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. You got better than that today. You got anointing oil of his presence. You have him living in you. You have the power of his Holy Spirit resident in you. And the Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 1 through 6, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." Are you with me?
They
say, "Who your life, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle."
Yes.
I want you to understand this morning.
Yes, Lord, I understand.
God is a healer.
Yes.
Jesus is a healer. And God's own Holy Spirit is the power to heal you.
Yes.
God is able to heal and deliver you today.
Amen.
Now, this is the question. Are you willing and ready?
I am ready. Yes, yes, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, yes.
The anointing. If we're going to take the anointing, then we're going to step over into glory. And that glory is going to manifest itself in your house.
Hallelujah.
And when the glory of God manifests itself in your house, you cannot help but be healed.
Hallelujah.
You cannot help but be healed. You cannot help but be delivered. Are you hearing me this morning?
Yes, Dr. Erica, I am. Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Chapter 11, verse 22 says, "Have faith in God."
Yes.
When your faith meets up with the anointing and the glory of God that is upon your life and my life, and it's going to manifest in your room, your evidence is going to be that by the name of Jesus, you're going to be healed this morning, okay?
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
All right. You ready?
I am ready, yes.
Say, I renounce. The spirit of diabetes.
The spirit of diabetes.
I renounce.
I renounce
the spirit of hypertension.
The spirit of hypertension.
I renounce
I renounce
the spirit of pain.
The spirit of pain.
Now, this is the one here that's kind of bad. Isn't somebody it? Did witchcraft on you.
Isn't
they robbed you, and they stole from you.
Yeah.
So before I can even go into the healing, I've got to break the witchcraft, okay?
Amen. Yes, that's very good.
And when I break the witchcraft, you got to make a confession of two things. Number one, you're going to forgive them.
Yes.
You're going to be able to forgive them?
Yes, I am. I am, yes.
No matter who it is or who it was.
No matter who it is or who it was, I will forgive them in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. All right, I want you quietly out of your own heart this morning, not out loud because it's nobody's business, but between you and God, I want you to confess all your sins to God.
Yes.
Any sin you can think of, any sin, all sin, quietly in your heart.
Yes.
Now, I need you to forgive everyone that has ever hurt you. I want you to go all the way back to grade school, all the way back as far back as you can remember. And I want you to just forgive them all. Everybody that's ever hurt you. The people that tried to run over you almost on the walker. The people who were rude. The people who were just downright mean and ugly. I want you to forgive them all.
Okay.
All right. Repeat after me. Repeat after me now. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You said in your word.
You said in your word.
Whosoever.
Whosoever.
Should call upon the name of the Lord.
Should call upon the name of the Lord.
Shall be delivered.
Shall be delivered.
Today, Lord Jesus.
Today, Lord Jesus.
I confess and proclaim.
I confess and proclaim.
That you are my Lord.
That you are my Lord.
And my only Lord.
And my only Lord.
And I will bow my knees to no other.
And I will bow my knees to no other.
That includes pain and diabetes and hypertension.
That includes pain, diabetes, and hypertension.
That includes vertigo and witchcraft.
Include vertigo and witchcraft.
Jesus, my Lord.
Jesus, my Lord.
Thank you. You delivered me today.
Thank you. You delivered me today. Thank you, Lord.
All right. This is what I want you to do.
Yes.
I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the name of the person that did the witchcraft on you. I do not want you to say it out loud, okay? But when you get that name, you tell me I have that name, okay?
I have more than one.
Can you follow my instruction?
Okay, yes.
I don't care if it's 100. Don't say them out loud.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, according to her own relationship with you, God, I ask you to reveal to her the person that put this witchcraft on her, that caused her to lose everything, and the current person that put the witchcraft and gave her the vertigo. I ask you to reveal where this witchcraft is coming from so that we can handle it, Father God, according to your word, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, give her the name. When you get the name, just say, okay, or whatever.
Okay. I have the names.
Okay. You ready? You got your paper towel handy?
I have the paper towel ready. Yes.
Great. I bind and rebuke the spirit of witchcraft. I break the power of every hex, vex, jinx, spell. I destroy the power of Obia, Santeria, Voodoo, Hoodoo. And in the name of Jesus, I command every witchcraft word spoken negatively against this woman to fall to the ground and die. And all supporting spirits of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus, I break your power and I command you to get out of her body right now. Go. Cough them out. Go. Come on out. Our witchcraft infirmity. Go. Let her go. Don't you hurt her, you witch. Don't you hurt her. Loose her and let her go. Loose her and let her go. Jesus is our Lord. Loose her and let her go. Jesus is our Lord. Come on out. Separate, witch, and come out. Separate. I break every ungodly soul, witchcraft tie, witchcraft chain, witchcraft shackle. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the power of witchcraft containment right now. Loose this lady and let her go. Let her go right now. In the name of Jesus, her Lord and Savior, let her go. Let her go. Come out of her leg. Come out of her back. Let her go. Let her go. Come off her spinal column. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Let her go. Get out. Cough it out, sister. Let her go. Every spirit of witchcraft containment, I break your power. I destroy the seed, the root, the works, the act, the thought, the deed, and every intention of witchcraft right now. Let her go. Let her go. Loose her head. Loose her head. Loose her thoughts. Loose her thoughts. Go. 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 Get out. All the way out. Let this woman go. Right now. The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Jesus is her Lord. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who died, descended into hell, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of your hands, Satan. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus. That's what the Lord God rebuke you this morning. In the name of Jesus, let her go. Out. Get out of her back. Come off her spine. In the name of Jesus. Let her go. Come out of her kidneys. Let her go. Let her go. Get out. Get out of her body. Get her body. Let her go. Doubt and unbelief. Loose this woman and let her go. All doubt and unbelief. All discouragement from past prayers that did not work. Go. Come up and out of this lady. Let this lady go. I break the spirit of misery off this lady right now in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get out. Let her go. Let her go. She belongs to God. Let her go.
Oh, God.
You're trespassing. Get out. Get out. Get out now. You all right, ma'am? That's right. Get on out. All the way out. Jesus is Lord. King. Lord. You okay, sister?
I'm okay.
Hello?
I'm okay, sister.
All right, all right. Let me hear something.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
All right, can I go on? Can I go on now?
Yes.
Can
sister,
I continue
everything.
On?
Yes.
You
yes,
all right?
I'm okay, right. Yes. I'm
I command
okay.
The spirit of pain to be bound right now. Say, I renounce
Amen.
The spirit of pain. Say, I renounce the spirit of pain.
Of pain.
Get out of me.
Get out of me.
All
Get
pain.
Out.
All pain.
All pain.
Go
All
right
pain.
Now.
Go
right
now.
Go
right
pain,
now.
Pain, you heard it. Get out. Get out, pain. Get out of
Get
my
out.
Body. In the name of Jesus. Cough it out, sister. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough it out. Get out. Get out. You're trespassing. Don't you know her body is the temple of God? Get out. Go pain. All pain. Let her go. Burn it go. The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Burn it go. Go. I command that vortex to reverse the cycle from the vertigo. I reverse the cycle from the vertigo. Get out. Go. Go. Get on out. All the way out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus, I break your power this morning. King Jesus is Lord. King Jesus is Lord. Get out. Let this lady go. Let her go. Get out of her heels, from the back of her calves. Get out of her legs, in other words. Get out. That's right, up and out. Up and out. Let this lady go in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Spirit of infirmity, go. Get out this lady. Get out, I said. Get out. Cough it out, ma'am. Get out, infirmity. Go. Go. Up and out. Every spirit of infirmity, got this lady bound. Jesus is Lord. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. Life. Get on out. You all right, sister?
Yes, I am.
Keep coming out. Every spirit of infirmity, sickness, and dis-ease. Go! Get out. Get out, disease. Disease, go! All the way out. That's right, keep coming. Keep coming out. You're just passing. No, you're not. Her body is the temple of God, whose temple you shall not defile. Get out. All the way. All the way. All the way out of her body. You trespassing. You talk fast, and you know you don't have no rights in that body. Get out. Go. Go. You ready for your healing?
No. Yes. Yes, Dr.
Yes, Lord. Lift your hands up to Jesus. Now, Father God, I thank you.
Father God,
I thank you. You're going to heal this lady. You're going to heal her spine.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to heal her eyes.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You're going to heal her memories.
Yes, Lord.
And you're going to heal her from the inside to the outside. And then you're going to heal her physical body from the outside to the inside. Heal this lady. Heal her now. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. You're healing her sciatic nerve. You're healing the lower back. Her lower back. You're healing around her pelvic bone area. You're healing her sacrum. You're healing her muscular skeletal system. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen all the veins and arteries and nerves and ligaments in her body. And I thank you for it right now.
I thank you, Lord.
I need you to stand up.
I'm up.
I need you to stand up.
Yes.
Are
I'm
you
up.
Standing? You standing?
Yes, I'm standing. Erica,
are you standing by yourself?
Yes, I'm by myself.
You standing on your own strength?
I'm standing on my own strength. Yes.
Touch your toes. Touch your toes.
What do you mean?
Touch your toes. Yes, you can. Touch your toes.
Oh, I'm
hurry
going.
Up.
I'm going
I got
down.
To go.
I'm going.
I got to go. Hurry up.
Yes. I'm touching my toes. Yes.
Now stretch your body. Stretch your body.
Oh,
twist it to the right, to the left. Bend it back.
Bend it back. Yes.
Side to side.
Jesus,
you ever seen
Lord.
A soldier march in place, sister? Have you ever seen a soldier march in place?
The soldiers marching in place? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that?
Yes.
That's what I want you to do right now. March in place. I want you to march in place while I play this song. Keep marching. You heal. By his stripes, you heal.
Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord.
You heal.
Jesus.
You heal.
1, 2, 1. Yes, Lord. Yes. Lord, this before. Oh, Jesus.
You heal, my sister. You heal. By his stripes, you are healed.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank him. Lord. Thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank him.
Thank
him. Thank him for healing you this morning. Thank you for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings this morning.
Thank you for being Lord.
By his stripes, you are healed this morning. Pick your feet up. Pick your feet up. Pick your feet up. Don't stop marching. Don't stop marching yet. Because you know what I want you to do, right? I want you to jump in the river. I want you to jump in the river.
We're gonna jump in the river, jump. never be denied. Cause we're stirring up. Cause we're stirring up deep, deep wells. We're stirring up deep, deep water. We're gonna dance in the river. Dance in the river. Cause we're stirring up deep, deep wells. Stirring up deep, deep water. We're gonna jump in the river. Jump in.
Yeah.
did for you this morning. And brothers and sisters, I do not have the list. Jessica, as a matter of fact, you got a call from Jessica, didn't you?
I did. I got a call from Jessica, yes.
And said that your name was next on the list. What did she say?
She just said that you wanted to pray for me this morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Praise God. Aren't you glad?
Praise God. Oh my God.
I want you to tell them how you're feeling. But if your name is on Jessica's list, you will get a call from Jessica, because I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. I'm going to pray for healing until everybody on the deadline is healed.
Yeah.
But I'm going, I don't want to know. I don't want to know until it's your time. And if it's your time, then Jessica will let me know. And she'll tell you to call into the blog talk, and I will pray for you that day, whatever. Did I know what the problem was before we talked? On the blog talk.
No, you did not know. You even mentioned things that I didn't mention to you. While we were praying, you stayed in my eyes. Yes, I just had eye surgery about a month ago.
Praise God.
I didn't mention that, really. Yeah, no, I had cataract extension and my both eyes, really. And that I did not mention. I didn't mention that, really. Yes.
Well, Taylor, remember, God is working on all of us, on the inner man. Will you let him? Will you allow him? Will you allow him to give you? See?
Yes.
If you will allow it, he's ready. He's able. As a matter of fact, he's here to do just that. Yes. But it's got to be right. First, in your inner man, because see, he doesn't come to your flesh. He doesn't live in. He lives in his temple, which is your body, that flesh. But he abides through your inner man. Through your inner man, God wants us all whole, complete, and lacking nothing. I see you tomorrow on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Erica.
Thank you.